dust. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:14. Ever wonder why there is so much in life that clouds the beauty of our day? Sometimes the sameness of menial tasks gets us down. It might be time to look at it from a different perspective. From across the room, I see that there is a fine covering of dust on the dresser again. I briefly ponder how much dust I have moved about in my lifetime. Such a mindless thing, this act of dusting. It seems not of much importance in the scheme of things. It doesn't take a degree, much instruction, or require much thought to dust. I ponder why God gives us dust at all. So thinking, I whisk away at that dresser and notice the removal brings the wood's brightness back in view. Sad, I think, in a day or so it will need dusting all over again. Then it occurs that we accumulate a lot of life's petty crumbs of annoyance and microscopic bits of life's sorrows that cloud our perspective and daily dull our joy. I too must go to God, the source of forgiveness and joy daily, for those dulling bits to be washed away with his love. The brightness that lies beneath shines again from his fellowship. In my time with him over the years, how much dust has God uncomplainingly brushed from my soul with his cleansing touch? Maybe he gave us dressers to dust to daily remind us of that very thing.